Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the 35th Torino Film Festival. I'm here with Nicholas Wackerbrass, director of casting.
Hello.
Good morning. Your movie is in the section Festa Mobile, and it's about the casting for, it was the first Binder's 75th anniversary, and a TV station decided to reshoot their own version of The Bitter Tears of Petra von Kant, and this is the story of the casting, which is a cruel, terrible, frightening story, too. I mean, not as easy and as glamorous as we think movies are. How did you get this idea, and how did you manage to give this kind of totally natural and like stolen images that you get?
Well, I worked myself as a scene partner, and the main character in the movie, it's a scene partner. It's someone you hire who just read the lines for the famous actresses that come in for the casting. And so I observed that in a movie production, even in the casting process, there's a very strong hierarchy. And I thought this interesting to tell something about that, about this power struggles that go on within a film production. And then I thought, okay, how can I reflect that? And then I, of course, Fassbinder dealt a lot with these problems of power struggle, who loves more has less power than the one who loves less. And I thought this could be interesting to do this as a setting, you know, like it's a bit absurd setting because I guess it would never happen in German television production.
I imagine myself, yeah.
So,
really impossible.
But it's also you could also say it's a bit sad that they wouldn't even care for a remake of Fassbinder movie, you know, although I think it would be a very stupid idea to choose that movie to do a remake. But still, it's an interesting setup because I could reflect these different layers of relationships that go on within a film production. And that's why I chose that they shall improvise the whole film. So it's not a scripted film, and that's why I have a total different acting style, because they really invent everything in the moment that the film is shot.
But yeah. you did put some fixed points of the building up of the narration, you know, some turning points.
No, I was very well prepared, because I think for improvisation it doesn't work that they offer you something and then you think about it. It's the other way around. You have to be prepared very much in a very detailed way, and then you know what to tell the actors and actresses, and then they can go on with the improvisation. So you have to help them, and you have to fight for their trust, and you have to be worth that they trust you, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's actually what you see, it's usually in the eyes of the actors that they know already what will come next, you know. So they just act like they don't know, but even the viewer knows it. And here it's different, because they really don't know what's coming next. No one knew the story before. It was a very emotional journey we went through. Yeah.
One of the most curious thing to me was that there is like this separation between the director of this potential movie, that she is so focused on her art, or like to be truthful to her thoughts and her heart, and all the rest of the crew, they just think about the product, you know?
Exactly.
Because they want the product to be done. Well, we are 5 days on, in, so you cannot be the long in choosing. You have to be, everybody's harassing in, like, in a way, either softer or less soft, this poor director. And this is like real life movie.
It's so great that you see that way, because a lot of people tell, yes, she's a very undecisive director. You know, it's a female director, so it's very typical. She doesn't know what she wants. And then I always say, who's the most undecisive director of all time? It's Stanley Kubrick. Mm. You know, like. because he wanted perfection, you know, because he was so demanding and he constantly like re-questioning what he was doing. And so for me, it's the same. I think she's very strong actually, because they just want, the other don't care about
this.
They don't care about this fucking movie, you know.
They just want the movie to be done so they can get the money and go on.
Exactly. And in the way, it's also, it's not even a moral question. I think I can also understand them, that the producer gets in trouble, you know, because like if you don't have a main cast for your main role, then it is a problem, you know, six days before the shooting. But it's an ambivalent situation. What's interesting is that they are kind of all trapped, also the director, because she has one problem. She doesn't want to do any compromises. But she did a compromise with that fucking project, mm-hmm. you know, because she couldn't shoot a movie for years. So she suddenly said, okay, I will do this remake just for this television station. And suddenly she realizes this was a bad choice for her. And she can't manage with that system, you know. So it's of course a very mean and also a comic situation. You have someone who never does a compromise and is in a position where he once did a compromise and he's now completely trapped, you know, and how will she find her way out of this, you know?
You said that you didn't have a script, so your actors were improvising on directions that you were giving them. But how many times do you have to shoot scenes? Because in this time you didn't have like a proper structure to follow, you know, like dialogue structure. So you have to decide which one was working, which one was not. The one that were not, how did you explain to your actors why they were not working?
Well, it's more like a rehearsal. They try something, and then I know that certain directions were wrong or others were interesting, and so I really have to find together with them the situation. And the situation in most of the movies, you just have like metaphors, you know, or symbols. Mm-hmm. It's better to make it called symbols, like, okay, now she's sad, you know, now the husband gets violent, you know, so you have these images and the viewer just decoding these images, but you don't have like a real scene or real situation that change within the scene, and that that certain different and ambivalent emotions appear. So, and if the interesting thing is, if you really understand the situation, also the actors understand what the situation is, then it plays by itself, you know? It's like, if you would say, for example, okay, this is now a director and he will do an interview, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's the interviewer and you give these two mics, you know, and we have the team around here, you know, we have the lighting, and then you start questioning me about a film, you know, mm-hmm. now we choose any film, and then I give like the one who plays the director some information. You know, if the setup is quite right, it will
flow.
You know, it will flow by itself. It's not actually so difficult. You need maybe patience, you know. Uh-huh. You need to
because it sounds really complicated actually.
I mean, it's not so
compared to the regular way of having a movie done.
Yeah, but the regular movie, it's so fucking boring. You just have like this one sentence, the actor goes to the mark, and then he says, okay, now we built the other part, you know, like we changed the direction. And so it takes a very long time. So we have really, like, we shoot for 1 hour in improvisation and I never interrupt. And then we are really exhausted and frustrated. And then we said, okay, this be a disaster. And then we try it again for 1 hour. So really like half an hour, 1 hour improvisation. And then we go have lunch and we are totally devastated, and then suddenly after it, you know, it's getting better, mm-hmm. and we find our way. So it's a really so we have 4 hour material per day, and maybe in the end we just use 1 hour, and we kind of captured these authentic moments and these playful moments, and in the editing room I can like make a scene out of it, you know, like so it's for me it's kind of fun to work that way. It's not so. It's not so boring to go there and just to make your plan, which is for me much more stressful, you know, like you really have to say this sentence like that.
That way, in that moment, with that laugh.
Yeah, because then you always like trapped and, oh, this can be a mistake. Mm-hmm. With that method, the mistakes are welcomed, you know?
Yeah, because they bring you somewhere else.
and they bring me somewhere else, and they show something about human beings, you know? Because as in an interview, we all play roles, mm-hmm. and there's the constant possibility that I will say something stupid now, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know? And I do.
Maybe. No, it's not. So we are like, and that's very interesting, you know, to capture this, how do you say, the Kluft, is it in German, that... You know, you have an image of yourself, and then you have something that you want to say, you want to reflect on, mm-hmm. or how to want to present yourself. Yeah, yeah. And maybe if you talk, suddenly it goes the other way. Yeah. You know, you say something stupid. You're like, oh, how could I say that?
Yeah. And then you have to manage.
Then you have to go back
to your previous idea of yourself.
Exactly, yeah. But it's and that's also the movie is about, and that's mm-hmm. what you can gain with improvisation. That constant battle of reflect that you're in the moment, that you reflect yourself, that you want to promote yourself, you know, so it's getting much more complex in that way. So it's, for me, it's very interesting.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks to Nicolas Wackerbath, director of casting here at the Torino Film Festival in the Section Festa Mobile. Thank you very much for your film. Thank you for having been with us. I'm Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.